Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim. Times are
hard. Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and the third decade of the 21st century now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Sarah Heiner is our guest, our good friend, longtime brain trust member, president, CEO of Bottom Line Publications, bottomlineinc.com. Don't forget to subscribe to their twice monthly outstanding publication, print and online. Sarah, thanks again for being here. Let's talk about commutes, and not just the ones where you get in the car. You commutes. You guys reported recently about commutes in our head. What do you think?
Well, so it's interesting, actually. So, you know, everyone who hates commuting, and I commuted for years because I live outside New York City, they hate commuting, except that it's actually kind of wonderful time. It's an important transition time. Between one space and another. And I don't, men are kind of known for needing transition. You can't, like, women jump in and out of stuff. But I remember doing a seminar years ago where they talked about, like, men need to come home, they look at the mail, they change their clothes, and wives, like, men will come home and the wife will go, honey, you need to do this, 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 the kids, that, the things, that.
All right.
And it freaks men out. Mm-hmm. Right? And I'm not trying to be rude to men. Like, it's just we need
we
our transition.
It's true. It's true.
Huh?
It's true.
Right. And with work from home, we've lost those transitions. And it's important to build that back in for the sake of your own sanity as well as for the sake of your relationship.
Well, when
so we talk about that,
when I started my company for years and years, I worked 7 days a week, 12 hours. It was nothing for me to be still at work at 9 o'clock on Friday night. And after a while, I realized, you know, that this was not good for me. And I didn't have, I still don't have much of a commute, you know, physically in a car, but I would realize I need to get outside, and I would, in the middle of the day, I'd get up and walk outside and walk around the neighborhood just to have a commute of some kind to get clear things up. And I think we just got to be aware of what's going on, don't we?
You do. Right now, you need to have a break between work and home. And it can be go for a walk in the morning. It can be yoga. It can be meditate. It can be have that cup of coffee out on the deck in the morning to kind of ease your way from home into your day. Because think about what happens on your drive into work. You start thinking about stuff. You start, you know, planning your day, all that sort of thing. Same thing, at the end of the day, you need to walk away from work. You need to, again, clear your head, come into the end of your day. So again, be it exercise, we have a great piece, actually. This is a great piece that was in the issue about restorative yoga, which if you haven't done restorative yoga, this is not sweating yoga. This is absolute, like, lay there in positions and breathe and create, you know, be able to transition from one place to another. Restorative yoga is great. You lay there with
I get an instructor to take me? I'm not sure. I have anger issues. You think she would take me?
It would be very good for you. Yes, I think anger. You could do. You should try Tai Chi.
Can I get a recommendation? Will I be able? I mean, I probably need to bring a recommendation from somebody. Would you give me that?
I will. Yes.
Okay.
I will give you a recommendation. I will I promise you that Jim Blasingame will not. Misbehave in this
won't hurt you. Okay.
He will not hurt you. But the other thing that people need to do, again, they're working at home, and you've got, like, your computer's on the dining room table or whatever. Like,
right.
You've got to shut that off. Turn the light off. Walk away from it. You and I both are very tempted till 11 o'clock at night, because we've been yelling with each other.
Yeah.
To still be at the desk. Turn that off. Walk out of that office. Close the door. Close, you know, put it away and get your head out of work. And into, you know, home. You need to have that self-care. You need to have that balance for the sake of your health.
This is one of the things we're all going to have to do going forward. Now that we've reordered our working scenarios, we're all going to have to spend more time focusing on what you've just explained to us, don't you think?
So without a doubt, and, you know, while everybody's sitting here saying, you know, work from home is so productive, people are working more and I'm getting all this work done, well, because they don't have other options right now, right? Because we kind of have to make our options. And we, you know, beforehand, you had your tennis game, you had your softball league. That stuff's going to come back.
But so right now, Sarah,
to build those great
now, things. Sarah, I know what you can get me for my birthday.
A yoga mat. Okay.
Right? Don't get a pink one. I don't want a pink one. Hey, Sarah, I need the website one more time, please.
BottomLineInc.com. And come to our YouTube channel, BottomLineInc. I've got hundreds of videos on
there. You go. The YouTube channels. I forgot about those. BottomLineInc.com. Hey, Sarah, mm-hmm. Good job today. Come back soon. Sarah Heiner, ladies
indeed.
And gentlemen. The awesome Sarah Heiner. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.